Does she have any girlfriends that she could maybe live with instead of you?
Her friends, it's very hard to say because the friends that she does have are very off and on.
I'm going to say something that may not be very comfortable for you, P1 Minnesota Joe, but is probably the truth. Emotionally, you are probably a bit of a tampon. You are an emotional tampon, and you will take and take and take. And the reason that you do that is because when she likes you and wants you and fawns over you, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel wanted and loved. And that's a very hard thing to give up. And a lot of times what people will do is they will pretend to be altruistic and have all these thoughts about, boy, I don't know what to do. She really cares for me and I don't care for her and I don't know what to do about it. BS, it feels good to you. That's why you don't cut the cord, because it feels good. So what you really need to do is you need to be a man and get her out of your house and end the relationship.
It'll help her, too.
It will help her. I've been that guy. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult. But you have to say, we can't talk anymore. And you have to mean it. That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of times people play this game of we can't talk anymore. But they know full well that in a week they're going to be talking. Yeah. They know it.
Be strong.
And be strong. Chain yourself to a toilet. That's another thing. And don't let yourself near a cell phone or a telephone. Chain yourself to a toilet in the bathroom.
Especially while drinking.
Yes, that's a good idea. Drink heavily, chain yourself to a toilet, and live in the bathroom for 2 months and don't call them. Ladies, as usual, is great. Gina?
Thanks, Mike.
You're very honest. Thank you, Hessian. You were very honest. I think all you gals were honest. And you surprised me, Sarah. You know, I thought that you were going to have... last year, we had an 18-year-old. Mm-hmm. And listen, come on, it was all over the place. Mm-hmm. And next year, what we're going to do is, guys and girls, we need to find a woman in her 50s and a guy in his 50s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be awesome.
That's right. We're going to hear from that next year. So, ladies, thank you very much for coming
in.
Thank you.
Going to bring the crew back in here. And guess what happens in a half an hour, folks? Mikey Idol. We're all singing. I picked my songs last night. Very nervous. Not really in the singing mood. And I've thrashed my throat. I don't know how well it's going to go. Thank you, ladies. Can you guys ask my wife to come in here? I want to see my baby. I want to see my little boy. How you doing, Ashley?
I'm doing good. A little tired.
You physically feeling okay? Because I know you've had a cold.
No, the flu's kind of wearing on my whole body.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I need an energy drink or something, I think.
I want to remind people that tonight we're doing the Mikey Show version of Mystery Science Theater 3000. And the way that it works is that... we watch two movies, and we make fun of the movies, and we invite you to go get the movies and watch them with us. The movies that we're watching tonight are at 10 o'clock. Well, first of all, at 9 o'clock, we're going to watch Lost. And at 10 o'clock, we're going to watch Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Oh.
And at midnight, we're going to watch The Wizard of Oz.
We're so glad.
Jake's here.
Can you guys talk amongst yourselves? What's up, yeah. Sean? Come over here.
What do we do? What's going on?
Are you still freaking out about what you IM me earlier? I didn't talk about it on the air, but are you still freaking out? Are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
All right.
No. I just wanted to show you preliminary.
For the CD?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just telling Sean about these pictures.
That's very funny.
Oh, Sean. Oh, let's tell everything to Sean.
Make those bigger. Will you not be that way, please?
Yeah, why is he
did my wife
that?
See this?
No, I know. Yeah.
Oh, Sean.
All right.
Honey.
He's jealous of our friendship.
Love Sean.
I think he is a little bit.
Yeah, I can tell.
Of what?
Nothing.
Look at this.
Did you say your friendship?
Yes, our very, very close friendship. Oh, really?
Yes. Liar.
Trust me.
Well, you know what? Thank you. I will. I will take her.
You can have seconds.
Oh. Well, yeah, I think I might have thirds.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, you can have four.
Yeah, that one's
well. I'd like a fifth of sky, please.
Oh, really? How awesome. About you go to the sixth element and the half sky?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll go you one better. I'll go to sky's seventh heaven.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wait, I have a seventh heaven.
Why don't
heaven?
You deal with the eighth wonder of the world, which is sky?
Well, that is true. I have heard that many times.
Tell you what.
Yes.
I will deal with Skye and have Skye and her nine lives.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are you going to top that, Eddie?
Let me think.
perfect ten.
Why don't you hang out with the perfect ten, which is Skye? Little Ocho Cinco.
I don't have one for 11.
11.
Turn it to 11. Spinal Tap.
Oh,
I don't know.
11. Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Anyway, where'd Mike go?
He's
right there.
Yeah.
I got scared.
You got scared. You missed him.
I was visiting with a boy.
Mike.
Oh, Mikey.
Guys, just to let you know, half an hour until Mikey Idol.
Mikey Show, hello.
Hey. I just wanted to ask, now that Sean's visiting here in San Diego, is Beto going to come see him?
Oh, crap.
Interesting question.
Yeah, dude, I've been here the whole time. Essay.
Oh, no. Oh, brutal.
What's up, Beto?
Nothing, Uncle Eddie. I was just sitting here wondering when Sean's going to put more of that glue on his hands.
Glue.
That is actually hand sanitizer, yes. Beto.
Yeah, it's not glue.
Oh, why does he put that on his hands?
Because he doesn't like germs.
Oh, then I feel really bad for licking his microphone.
Oh, God. Beto,
oh,
don't
Beto,
say that.
You did not.
You
did not.
Yeah,
yeah,
don't say that.
See, it's a part of my normal routine. But had I known about Uncle Sean's disorder, I would have never done it.
First of all, I don't have a disorder.
You know.
Secondly,
he was out of the
room. Excuse me.
And I was, you know, picking my ear.
Excuse me.
No.
Excuse me. May I say something?
Not cool.
Go ahead, Uncle Disorder.
Uncle Disorder.
What? His name is Sean.
Please. Tell me.
Oh, no.
Forget it.
Oh, no. Don't do that to us now.
That's all right.
Beto.
But you were about to say what it is about your disorder.
I don't have a disorder.
Okay. Your illness.
I don't have an illness.
Oh, you know, that real effed up thing that you have.
Go carjack someone, please.
Oh, my.
Boy, you really hit me to the bone on that one.
Okay.
Hit me
to the bone.
I'd like to hit you with a bone.
Really weird.
Yeah, that did get kind of weird.
I like it.
Thank you for the call, P1 Emmanuel.
Yeah, thanks, Emmanuel. I hope you drive off the road in a fireball.
Okay, that's not
nice.
There either.
You know,
you
Sean,
don't believe.
Bad Sean. No.
B-Rod.
Yo.
Come here.
Who are you talking to?
Who what?
What's the word?
Huh? Eh.
But don't hurry.
Don't rush.
Please. Yeah,
God,
please. Take
time.
Please,
Sean,
Rob. Please take your time. Please take your time.
I just took a nap. There. I know.
A nap.
I know.
I just bumped into Bobby out there.
I know you did.
I just played the entire long version of Inagata DeVito while he was there.
And Freebird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Stairway to Heaven.
Yep.
Nice.
Front and back.
Wow.
Can you go into the office and in my shorts, there's my keys. Go out to the truck.
Hello.
Where's the truck, honey? Oh, you didn't bring the truck? Remember, did you check that middle? Did you check the whole thing? Where are those things, man?
It's weird.
I don't know where. Oh, they're so good, too, Sean. You know what I'm talking
about? The Shure ones? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like $100 for these earbuds, and they're worth it.
Wow.
They're the kind that go in. They're like earplugs.
They're like ear. They go in. They plug into your ear,
yeah.
And it's like having a whole boom box in your ear. Like it's got bass.
Yeah, they're like, really awesome. I don't know if they're like that.
Yeah.
How is it, Eddie?
Wow.
It's like bop 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 bop.
Stop it. No.
By the way, if you missed Pablo Francisco earlier, we will not be playing that interview.
Thank you. That was brutal.
So why don't we just start Mikey Idol? Why don't we just get it out of the way? Why don't we just get it going?
Oh,
Let's do it. Let's just get it out of the way.
Mike. Are you
kidding?
Can we just get it going?
I don't want to.
Why don't we play? You know what we should do?
What should we do?
The reason that we do the 28-hour show to begin with is that we want to give people who maybe listen to the radio station the rest of the day, the opportunity to be able to hear us. So, and here's stuff that we do. There are people that are listening right now that have never heard of the Mikey Show and have never heard the Mikey Show. And so we like to give you examples of things that we do. And I want to do that right now. This is something that we do called...
Warm up my pipes.
Tough Love with Eddie.
Oh.
Oh, yes, it's back.
I love we were all getting along so well. And everybody was being nice. And I don't know why this
it's
is
like
necessary.
It's like waking up after hibernation.
Oh.
Bear is hungry.
Okay.
Wow.
Eddie, my producer, my sports guy, my best friend of 20 years, he can be very blunt.
What?
Not James Blunt, Sky.
I wish he was.
Well, you are beautiful.
Don't placate me.
What
right
happened?
Now. I'm just trying to be friendly
to you.
I know what you're doing right now.
Fine.
What we do is we get emails from people all the time asking for advice. And what we like to do is we like to read those emails here on the air and then let Eddie answer those emails. So without any further ado, dear Eddie, do you remember me from Tag Motorsports? I was the guy who gave you the tape of my band. I was the Arab dude that sings for Damned Begotten. Remember, I asked you to try to help us play at the Boulevard, and you were kind of a dick because I was all aggro on you? Well, don't worry, dude. I quit the band, and I'm forming another band. Can you put the word out for me? Signed, P1 Hardcore. Eddie?
Dear Saddam Mustaine.
I don't think you spell his name. Say that.
Yes. I remember you. You were an idiot. You spit when you talk. Did you know that?
You just into it a little bit. Come on.
It's back.
I'm diving right
it's
in.
Back.
I'm diving right
it's
in.
Back.
I can tell, unfortunately.
And if I can say this, the only thing damned begotten was that tape you gave me. First of all, I had to wait to listen until I found a cassette player. I ended up using a boombox that still had a warrant tape in it. I mean, who records stuff onto cassette tape? And to think, the Boulevard wasn't going to give you a call. All right, so then I put the tape in and listened to what I thought was the Cookie Monster. I thought Frank Oz formed a metal band and started to throw down tracks on cassette.
Not nice.
You suck.
Eddie!
And you didn't get all aggro on me. You shook my hand for way too long while spitting in my face. That's what you did. So good luck with your new band. And if you're looking for a name, how about C is for Cookie? That's good enough for me.
Not good.
Lame ass.
Hey, art is subjective, Eddie. And
by the way, Sky, what does get the word out for me mean anyway? Hey, P1s, there's a real bad spitty Arab dude. Named something.
Okay, let's not.
In San Marcos.
Hey.
And he's forming a new band. Cool, great. Check you later. What does that mean?
Eddie.
Get out of here with that. Crawl back in your can, Oscar. And by the way, did I mention you suck?
You did mention that. And that's not very nice. He was just looking for help from
you. Who needs you? Be quiet.
It's back. It's back.
I don't want it to be back.
No, tough love is back.
I want to take my receipt and return it.
You missed me. I know you did.
No. Return, please.
Welcome me. I'm ready for another one, Mike.
No, we're done.
Our next letter reads, Dear Eddie, I know you've talked about this on the air before, but I wanted to get my argument ready. You see, I am not big up top. And not only am I not very big, I'm also not very perky. In fact, I'm kind of droopy despite the fact that I'm small. Now, I know as soon as I bring this up to my mother, she's going to give me 100 reasons why I shouldn't get a boob job. Normally, I wouldn't even tell her, but I'm going to need to borrow some money for it. From listening to you, I know that if I want to get a quality man, this is something I've got to do.
See, this is why people shouldn't listen to it.
Whoa. I haven't even responded yet. Give me a chance.
No, the letter's not done. So, Eddie, can you please help me get a plan together so I can convince my mother to give me the money?
Horrible.
Thanks, Oracle! Exclamation point.
There you go.
Signed, P1 Denise from El Cajon. Eddie?
Well, this woman obviously needs my help and is looking for my help.
Yes.
Dear Itsy Bitsy Sliders.
You can look on Sky's face.
You can
the look on Sky's face.
Who says that to a woman? Itsy Bitsy Sliders.
Eddie. May I finish?
She's not already traumatized enough from your prior comments.
He hasn't even said a word yet.
Be quiet.
Such a problem.
You be Sky. Quiet.
My.
She came to the right place. All right. Let's go ahead and tune in Tokyo here. Sky, come on over here. I need better reception.
Shut up.
Hey. Now, the number one thing a boob job is going to do for you is give you... And it will also turn you into what I like to call a woman.
Okay. She's already a woman. Breasts don't define who's a woman.
Wrong again. Without it, you're actually neither.
Oh,
now, look, honey. I know you're tired of looking like an order of sunny side ups with a side of disgusting. And if you don't get this surgery, the only guy you're going to get is one that likes other dudes, okay? Now take Sky, for example.
No,
once
don't.
Once she had hers done...
I've never had a boob job.
She got a husband.
I've never had a boob job.
And not just any husband, she married the human pole vault, okay?
I've never had breast augmentation. These are my natural breasts.
Like Sky and get a boob job.
And some men like flat women.
And here's the... Here's the moral to the story, Candy Pants. You can't attract bees with vinegar. You can attract them with large cans.
Some men prefer small-chested women.
Gay men.
No, that doesn't mean they're gay.
Next letter, be quiet.
No.
Our next letter.
Dear Eddie. Oh, wise one, I need your help. Me and my wife are having our first child, and we can't agree on a name.
Aww.
We don't know the sex of the baby yet, but we can't agree on anything. My wife likes dorky, out-of-the-box names, and I hate them. This is no joke. I want to name the kid Eddie if it's a boy.
I'm honored.
My wife wants to name him Sebastian. How lame is that? For a girl she likes, Opal. Come on. I'm at my wit's end. Help me out, Oracle. You're my only hope. Isn't that the great words of Princess Leia?
Close.
Signed, P1 Kenny in Lakeside.
Wow.
Eddie?
Dear, what do you think of the name Shiloh?
Yes! Yes!
What do you think of the name Shiloh?
Yes!
Well, this is quite the quandary, Kenny, first of all. Sebastian? I mean, what is she, a Skid Row groupie from back in the day? That's pretty bad. But let's examine some cool alternative names for you and for your larva. If you're hoping for, like, maybe a neurotic kid with a penchant for boy band music, may I suggest Mike?
Ah, good one.
Or Mikey, as it were.
I like that.
Okay, if you want your precious child to grow up having psychotic thoughts and spending all his time listening to Boy George in the basement while sitting cross-legged, rocking back and forth, and only his underwear clutching a cleaver, how about the name Sean? Or if he's maybe like a dirty white boy with dreads or, you know, that will only wear clothes with the same name of his hometown on it.
Yes.
May I suggest Rob?
That would work.
On to the girl names.
No.
I like the name Ashley, but
no.
I'm looking up its meaning in this baby book here, and
don't
all
it
has is a picture of a father crying. So I don't know what that's all about.
What are you talking about?
Not true.
My final suggestion is if you want your gorgeous little daughter to grow up and have opinions that matter and speak her mind with intelligence and thought-provoking information.
A smile on her face.
And really have a voice that speaks to a generation of women and men
so
alike.
Nice.
And that will fight for causes that will make the world a better place.
Wow, I'm in on tough love today.
Then by all means, for the love of God, do not name her Sky.
Oh, my God. I was all in on you for a second. That second is over.
Of course you can just stick with your original pick. Eddie just screams handsome.
Okay. That's horrendous advice.
Thank you.
You didn't help at all.
It's like riding a bike.
Sky Hark.
Shut it. No.
Can you hear it coming up Morena Boulevard?
Like a glove.
It's the sound of healing.
Yeah, you're welcome, San Diego.
Is that right, B-Rod? Mike, if by chance I happen to go forthwith into the third round, I have my iPod. Just so you know, Mike.
Well, guys, what do you think?
Ready to do this thing?
Well, why not?
Do we have all the songs up here?
It all should be on your page down the wall, and the theme and everything, and they're color coordinated for each person in order from top to bottom.
Did you give me? Yeah. Okay. So they're color coordinated. So the first set is I'm guessing Sean. The second set.
The white one is Eddie. Blue is Sean. Pink is me. Green is Sky.
Yeah,
you're
green.
The bright blue. And then B-Rob I'm putting up right now.
Wait a minute. Just say what our songs are.
Yeah, and then we...
Go ahead, Eddie. What are yours?
Well, I mean, when we right before we go.
So you don't have to remember it all.
So you don't have to try to figure it out. So you can go, all right, Eddie, what are you singing? I'll say what I am, and then you can hit it.
Bumblebee, 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 bumblebee.
La 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 la.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mikey Idol. All right, this is the way that this works, P1s. The six of us on the show, myself, Eddie, Sky, Sean, Boston Rob, Ashley, we are all going to sing songs.
No.
Bleh.
This guy's so nervous, she just threw up.
Wow. That's pretty embarrassing.
This is going to be bad.
And P1s are going to call in and vote for us.
Wow.
To advance us to the next round. We do this every year on the 28-hour show. And we all freak out about it and stress about it. Last night, I was...
Yeah.
All I needed to do was go to bed. And I'm sitting there in my office with iTunes, double-clicking on songs and singing like a mental patient in my office. And my wife would yell out, no. Or, ultimately, I decided on songs that she didn't like.
Oh. Well,
which makes me insecure now.
Confidence.
Yeah, because now I feel like, oh, she hates him.
Mm-hmm.
But they were, you know what it is? It's songs that she doesn't really know them.
Oh.
You know, it's because it's older songs.
Figures.
You know what I mean?
Confident. What's that mean?
Well, now we will choose the order in which we go by random drawing. Bobby Kernels has numbers randomly picking in there, and each of us will draw a number.
All right.
Which yeah, Mike, pick first. Pick first.
Oh, God. Pick number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will go third.
That is a good spot.
Very good spot.
It is? Why?
I don't know.
We don't know why.
Well, it's kind of in the middle. I mean, you don't have to wait too long, yet you're not first.
All right.
Six. Ooh, last.
That's not a good spot. That's not a good spot.
Why is it not good to go last?
Nerves.
Well, because when people call in to vote,
yeah,
when they're voting for the earlier singers, the phone line's already jammed up. So if anybody wants to vote for me, the phone lines are already jammed.
We'll clear them out.
Here's the deal. You listen to all of us. Don't call until, it's like American Idol.
Yeah, right, dude. Come on.
Don't call until you've heard everybody. I'm not BSing with that, Sky. I mean,
do you really think people are going to follow that? You know, if somebody hears something they really like, they're going to want a spot so they can vote.
But we're not going to take it.
Yeah, I'll clear it out.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we're not taking any calls.
That's cool.
And when we do start to take calls, we're going to go down the line and hang up on every line to clear them out. Does that sound fair to everybody?
Totally.
I have another question.
Go ahead, Ashley.
Especially with the first round, because there's six of us, are we going to sing the whole song?
You know, usually Eddie last year has this pull out of the songs. Why don't we, when you are ready, give me the cut sign when you're ready. We could do that. Wherever you feel comfortable,
I've never been in charge of that. Usually it's your discretion.
Yeah. Okay. Sky, would you feel comfortable having me bail on a song when you're ready to?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. You know, what if I'm singing and I'm kind of into it and I'm, you know, and like I don't want to.
Yeah, you should go for it, dude.
Okay, so we'll
give the cut sign when we're ready, and then you'll just follow our. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't want to cut you before you're ready.
One sentence in. Cut.
That's right. I mean,
did you pick?
Okay. Yeah.
What'd you get, Shawnee?
Two. Number five.
Oh.
Shawnee's going second to last.
No.
So let me get this straight. So you can't read words or numbers? I think we're seeing a pattern.
Wow, this is getting worse.
Eddie? What, Eddie?
I'm one, two, or four.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to go first and get it out of the way?
No.
You never want to be first. No. I was first last year, and I didn't even sniff the second round.
Aw.
Okay.
Come on, Eddie.
I don't like this at all.
I'm going to puke. Oh, no.
Okay. Four.
Oh,
okay, good.
Very nice.
That's
nice.
Actually a really good spot.
It's
perfect.
All right
next to the pole position.
All right, so B-Rod and Ashley are going to pick now.
I hope Ashley's two numbers. First.
Great.
Ash, what if you're first?
Oh, that means two. I'm kicking it off strong.
Yep. Oh, B-Rod, second, you're first.
Oh!
You're going to kill it, girl. You got this.
Yeah.
I saw you practicing.
Wow.
I know, I was.
Wow.
Because this is, like, really
intense. I didn't understand why you were dancing while you were practicing, but...
it was choreographed. I mean, let's be honest, she was choreographed.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really weird.
But, I mean, it's radio,
Ashley?
Yes.
What song are you singing first?
Why don't you ID first before we get into this?
Good call, producer.
You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Marathon,
brought to you by Fox 6 News
on KIOZ, San Diego's rock station,
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m.
All right.
I'm really nervous and I don't know why.
I'm freaking out.
Why? Because we're going to expose ourselves on the radio by singing, and it's very embarrassing. It's very embarrassing.
My hands are dripping wet.
Ew.
Mine are shaking.
High five, Sean.
No and no. However, I will support you.
Ashley, what song are you going to start off singing?
All right, so this is the deal. I'm thinking I'm going to go with my strength at first, Mikey, and I'm going to flow, keep it gangsta. And if you put me through to the second round, P1s, then I'm going to go sexy. Then
I'll do my
sexy side. And then I'm going to do my sexy side if you put me through.
Wow.
Oh.
All right, what song do you want to sing first?
All right, I'm doing Digital Underground Humpty Dance.
Oh,
come on, everybody. Let's get this.
Snap.
Let's get this party started right. Turn me up. Where's my snare?
There she is. Ashley, everybody.
All right, stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. I look funny, but yo, I make a money scene. So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Ashley, pronounced with an R-C. Yo, ladies, oh, how I love to hump thee. All the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. Seven tall, y'all, and just like I'm Stumpy, you're gonna fall when the stereos pop me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal, love me, I'm sick with it. Yeah, sick gangsta rap. But sometimes I get ridiculous, I eat up all your cookies and your licorice. Hey, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I call you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom, I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze me. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting the girls in the pants, even on my own dick. Come on, everybody.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Bravo, Ashley.
Bravo. Good job.
Very well done.
Nailed it.
Very well done.
That's the Humpty Dance for anybody that didn't know.
All right, now listen.
Oh, my God, that was crazy.
She started off great, man. She started off great. So we got a lot. They got a good competition going on here.
Yep.
Not bad.
No, they can't vote yet. Nobody can vote yet.
When it's time.
Yes. Wait until everybody has performed and then you can call us. All right, now. B-Rob, you're up next. What are you singing first?
I want to kick it off correct and do a little Dean Martin. Ain't that a kick in the head?
What?
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Different?
Dean Martin?
Yeah. Dean Martin.
Yeah, who is Dean Martin?
Ah, he's one of the greats.
Oh.
Well, Dino. Here we go. Hey-o. Eddie on trombone, Sean on trumpet tonight, eh? How lucky can one guy be? Oh! I kissed her and she kissed me, yeah. Like a fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the seller said, quote, ain't that a hole in a bowl? My head keeps spinning.
This year.
Wow. Everybody's bringing their A game tonight, Scott.
Oh, that's right, Eddie.
I just got butterflies in my stomach.
Are you up?
Yes.
I don't blame you, dude.
Now, hey, two-time champion here.
That's now, true.
I decided to very start true. With kind of a very fun falsetto to begin.
A very fun
no,
falsetto.
No, you did
not.
What? What are you crazy. Doing? What are you doing?
Oh, you're no. crazy.
What?
What are you doing?
What?
Say it.
I'm doing Journey, Loving, Touching, Squeezing.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Wow, dude. Wow.
Oh.
Dude. This is a two-time champion. And the defending champion.
Said we tried loving, touching, squeezing each other.
Solo back.
I'm sweating in places that I didn't know I could sweat.
Dude, why? You killed it.
Dude, that
it's
was
so,
crazy.
It's so nerve-wracking
wow.
to do.
Amazing.
That was ridiculous.
I love that.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And I got to follow that.
Oh, good luck, Eddie.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Good luck, Eddie.
Thanks, everybody. Okay. Once again, first round loser.
Oh, come on, Eddie.
Now, let me speak on this a little bit.
Speak on it.
3 years. 3 years, I've never made it out of the first round. Alexa, I know I don't have a good voice, but I really try really hard.
That's right.
Okay. What you lack in talent, you make up in spirit.
Showmanship,
yes,
too.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
Now, here's the deal. I every time have sang an 80s hair metal song, and it doesn't work.
Aww.
I recognize that.
Yeah.
I recognize my flaw. So I'm going out of my comfort zone. I'm going out of the box, and I'm taking a cue from Shawnee O'Boy.
Now, is this what was making you nervous? Because you're kind of going out of
I don't know if I can do this.
All right.
But I'm going to throw it out there.
I love it.
And I'm going to sing Phil Collins, Against All Odds.
Oh, wow.
Come on,
Holy
Eddie.
Holy cow.
I'm excited.
That was good.
Wow.
Special.
I had to grab my penis on that one.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
We didn't need to know it.
That's for the viewers at home.
Not sure what it meant.
Weird.
Up next, folks, and again, I have to remind you, you must listen to the entire thing, okay? Got to listen to the entire thing. You got to hear all of us sing. And when we're all done, then you call in and vote, okay? But you got to wait until
don't
the very
wait.
End. Shawnee O'Boy is up next. He was the winner of the first ever San Diego Mikey Idol.
Yes.
That's right.
The very first one. All right, Shawnee.
Yeah.
You got to give a performance for your piggies. That's your fans. You call your fans your pigs, your piggies. He's getting in his zone. You can see it.
Yep, yep. Come on, you got this,
He's going to a place. That's what he does. He goes to a place.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Shawnee, what is your tactic? What is your approach? What are you going to do?
Of course, my approach, as always, is I perform 80s songs. That's all I do.
It's your thing, man.
It's what I was built for.
It's
That's
fetish.
Right. It's your fetish.
It was on website.
I wouldn't say it's a fetish.
Yeah, it is.
No, I have a lot of other fetishes.
All right.
I
don't want to go into
that.
All right. Sean, what will you be singing first tonight?
This is going to be good.
I will be doing a song by Culture Club.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Let him do it.
Okay.
The song is called Time, subtitled Clock of the Heart.
Sean, look at Sean. Look at Sean. He's really gearing up for this. You can see that he's got his eyes closed tightly. He's grabbing the microphone with both hands, and he's ready to do it.
Don't put your head on my shoulder. Sink me in a river of tears. This could be the best place yet, but you must overcome your fears. Ooh, in time, it could have been so much more. But time is precious, I know. In time, it could have been so much more. But time is nothing to show, because time won't give me time. And time makes lovers feel like they got something real. But you and me, we know we got nothing but time. Time won't give me time.
Ew.
Wow. Give me time.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Thank you.
I need a shower.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a very basement.
Wow.
Yes. A basement performance for you.
Yeah, it was.
Sean.
And I'll be happy to do another one.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Sean, good.
Sean, what
I'm
is so
fine.
Listen,
good.
What is so interesting about that performance is that Sean's natural singing voice is much deeper than Boy George's.
A little bit.
Velvety.
Just a tad.
Call it.
Smoky Velvet.
Smoky Velvet.
Yes.
Burnt Amber.
Okay.
Burnt Amber.
Sienna.
Nice.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go. Troops, you better pay attention.
Wait.
This is for the troops.
Why?
Come on.
Why is there a drum roll?
Like, this is so good.
Well, no, I'm not really.
From last year.
Well, I'm a finalist, but I've never won.
No, you've never won.
Yeah.
But you're good.
But she is good, and she does make it very far in the competition.
Okay. Well,
great.
All right. Sky.
Sexy.
Let's go.
Not
do Get
this.
The mood going.
Erotic, in fact.
Sky, what will you be singing?
You know, this song I picked for the P1s because sometimes I think the P1s have an impression of me that's really one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot going on with me. Mm. I'm a complicated woman.
More than a beating?
Sean!
I'm asking.
Let the girl go.
He was asking a question.
It was an unnecessary question.
All right.
So my song today is Meredith Brooks' Bitch.
Oh. Oh.
I'm not familiar with it, but let's get this sucker going.
Ooh, yeah.
Come on, guys.
I hate the world today. You're so good to me, I know, but I can't change. Tried to tell you, but you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath, innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried, my must have been relieved to see the softer side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you. I'm a little bit of everything, all rolled into one. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your hell, I'm your dream. I'm nothing in between, you know you wouldn't want it any other way. So take me as I am. This may mean you'll have to be a stronger man. Rest assured that when I start to make you nervous and I'm going to extremes, tomorrow I will change and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your hell, I'm your dream. Between, you know you wouldn't want it any other way.
Nice!
Oh,
that
good,
was
guys.
So damn erotic.
If only you would just sing and not talk.
Whoa!
Hey.
So good, Sky. Great job.
Sky, I love your voice.
Eddie. Why is that necessary?
You're good.
That was a fantastic compliment.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And that's all I love
well,
it.
Well, thank you, Mike. And that was
really
a
good.
Backhanded compliment, Eddie.
Sean.
Sky, I have chills.
I'm with you, Eddie.
Thank you.
I really
hope the P1s don't forget that I went first and I did a really good job, too.
Please.
Well, listen. It was a long time ago.
All right, let's review.
Come on, P1. Please.
Ashley sang the Humpty Dance.
Yes.
Next up was B-Rob, and he sang the Ain't That a Kick in the Head. I was next with Lovin', Touchin', Squeezin'.
Oh.
Eddie was next. He did Against All Odds.
Nice.
Up next was Shawnee O'Boy with Time, in parentheses, Clock of the Heart.
Yes. Touching,
nice.
Tender performance.
It was.
And Sky was next singing Bitch. Now, clear out all the lines, B-Rod.
20 calls, top three vote getters, through the next round.
Come on, Pete, what?
Who's writing them?
Sky's got it.
20 calls.
20 calls.
Top three vote getters.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
I'm nervous, too.
Me, too.
I'm feeling good. Because I don't have to sing again.
I will say the same. If I don't go through to the next round, I'll be relieved to sit back and watch the sparks fly.
You're the only guarantee.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
This is about votes, and so we take 20 calls. Top three vote getters get to go to the next round. Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for?
Yeah, I'd like to go for Mikey.
Thank you. Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for?
I'd like to vote for you, Mikey.
Thank you. Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for?
This is P1 Porky. I'd like to vote for Sky.
All right. Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for?
Oh, I'd like to vote for Sky.
Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Mikey, man. He killed it.
Thank you. Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for?
I'd like to vote for Mikey.
Thank you.
Come on.
Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for?
I vote for the bitch.
Thank you.
Is that me?
Well, you sang a song called Bitch.
Oh, okay. Well,
Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for?
Dude, Mikey all the way.
Thank you. Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for?
Mikey.
Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for? Ah, that's a vote for Shawnee.
It's
one of Shawnee's pigs.
Hate you.
Oh, wait.
Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for?
All my pigs. I want Squeal.
There you go.
There it is.
Oh, these stupid idiots.
Mikey, but they're your fans, Sean.
And I can't. Take it. I hate them all.
Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for?
I would like to vote for you, Mikey.
Thank you very much. Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for?
Eddie.
There you go. Eddie,
on the board.
Eddie
how
on
many
the
votes?
Board.
How many votes?
On the board.
That just threw me for a loop.
How many votes have we taken?
Sky knows. I don't know.
14.
Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for?
Eddie.
Oh, my God.
Eddie. You're making a comeback.
You're making a comeback.
Oh, my God.
Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for?
You're the man, Mikey.
Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for?
Mikey.
Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
I'd like to vote for Mikey.
Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
Hey, I don't want to vote anymore.
All right. How many more do we need, Sky?
Three more.
Mikey Show, who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Sky.
Mikey Show, who are you voting for?
Dirtbag.
One for Rob.
There you go.
One more, Sky?
Yep, one more.
Mikey Show, who would you like to vote for?
B-Rob.
Oh, no.
Okay. Now we have a three-way tie.
Between B-Rob, Eddie, and Sean?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next call, whatever they say other than me, Ashley, or Sky,
yep.
is going.
Yep.
I'm nervous.
I'm real nervous.
Oh, gosh, I feel sick.
Mikey Show, who you want to vote for?
Sky, all the way.
Doesn't matter, right, Sky?
Right. We're looking for things.
Mikey Show, who you want to vote for?
Ashley.
Mikey Show, who you want to vote for?
I want to vote for Sky.
Mikey Show, who's your vote for?
He won two. B-Rob!
Oh, B-Rob!
What? B-Rob!
What?
Oh,
I'm telling you, it's
James. That
is ridiculous. It's
James. B-Rob. I don't even want
that
to accept. I thought Eddie did a great job.
Not getting one call.
I didn't even get one vote.
You did get one vote.
Yeah, when it was too late.
Well,
but,
after we went into the tiebreaker.
Insulting. Yeah. Insulting. I give it my all.
I want to know what Ashley, Eddie, and Sean would have sang had they advanced.
Oh, I'll tell you.
I'll tell you.
And you will cry yourself to sleep.
Thank you.
After I let you know
thank you.
What these lips were about to generate.
That's what I'm saying.
Sean,
I was about to get sexy.
What else were you going to sing?
Oh, I was going to sing a little something by an artist named David Bowie and a song called Let's Dance.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. We could have heard him singing Let's Dance. Sean, what else were you going to sing?
Let's see. I was also going to sing a number by The Fix, a song called One Thing Leads to Another.
Oh, that's awesome.
But you stupid A's didn't vote for me,
so guess what?
You get to go home to your dumb wives and your dumb husbands, your dumb boyfriends, your dumb girlfriends, or your stupid cats.
Okay,
Sit there and weep. So you know what? Good luck.
He does this every year. He flips out once.
Dead in a pool of your own blood.
All right, Sean, thank you.
And vomit.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Sean. That was Sean.
Wait.
That was Sean. Eddie's
he's
mouth.
Storming
Eddie's,
out.
Eddie,
he's storming
where's
out.
Where's Sean going?
So really pissed off.
Eddie was mouthing.
Really pissed off.
Is somebody going to help him?
He's storming
I'm scared.
Out.
I'm really legitimately scared.
Where'd he go?
Wow.
Eddie, what were you going to do?
Well, I was really upset until that. Now I don't feel so bad.
What were
again, I had to step out of my comfort zone if I would have made it through.
Yeah.
And I was going to sing from my favorite band of all time, Pearl Jam, Jeremy.
Oh.
I would have loved to have heard
given
that.
You everything I had, he wants. Everything.
I'm Can they so sing defeated. These songs like at 3 in the morning?
At 3 in the morning, we should
Can
do
we?
That
because
and
I
get
really
the winner of the three of them.
Yes, I
the
love
losers.
That idea.
We'll do that. We'll do that at 3 or you know, later tonight. Later tonight. Eddie, what was your other song?
And then my final song was going to be for my original fans of the Idol. Going back to the old school
where
the roots are, I was going to sing Mr. Brownstone by Guns N' Roses.
Wow.
And really, again, sold it out. But once again, I don't make it out of the first round.
Dang it.
And F this competition.
But you know what? I hope you end up in a pool of your own blood.
They're both walking out of here.
Hey, we still are going to prepare.
Let it all out, guys.
They just left.
Hug it out, bitch.
That got weird.
Ashley, what were you going to bring to the table?
Well, I feel so defeated, but I was going to bring Sexy back, and I was going to sing Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground. And I was really going to get into it for the P1s.
I would have loved to have heard it.
I feel so defeated right now.
Aww.
And
what
after
else
that,
were you gonna
I was going to get, you know, Fergie's like my idol. And so I was going to get Ashleylicious on your asses. And you better believe I was going to be dancing too and give the full performance. But you know what? F you and F
Listen,
everything you represent.
Y'all.
And F your dad. And F your cat. And F your mommy. I'm out of this bitch.
he just told people, F your vomit.
Wow.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Look at her headphones.
She broke her headphones.
She just Hey, listen, good thing she's only got 18 more hours to go with those broken headphones.
She broke them.
She broke her headphones.
That is genius.
Oh, my God, my stomach hurts. Oh.
Okay, guys, I don't know how we do this. Do we draw again, or do we, what do we do?
Go, probably go in the same order.
Go in the same order.
Yeah, that's probably the most fair. So, B-Rob first, then Mikey, and then Sky.
All right, B-Rob, what is your next song?
Ah, my next song. I'm sticking with the...
How did you make it through?
I have no idea.
Tell me about it.
Because it's gypped.
It's
gypped?
Total gypped.
Yeah.
Right, what are you singing?
Sticking with the classy theme, the classy dirtbag thing. I'm going to do a little Frank Sinatra, That's Life.
Hey. Oh, I bet it could be real good.
Frank is... Come on. Yeah. Got to do it good.
Got a little Sky and Ashley in the backup vocals here, huh?
F that.
Oh.
No.
They call me Filthy Blue Eyes. How about it?
That's life.
Filthy Blue Eyes.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. Yeah. When I'm back on top. Back on top in June. Oh, I said that's life. Sky and Ashley? As funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. Cause this final world, it keeps spinning around.
I've been a pawn and a king.
I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing.
Oh, wow.
It's time I find myself, flat on my face. I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life, Sky and Ashley.
Yeah.
F you.
I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby. But my heart ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on that big bird. And then I fly.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's
keeping it classy, baby.
And that's life.
Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Sky, for the backup vocals.
I didn't tell you at all.
Beautiful.
Anytime.
Filthy,
never will.
Filthy blue never eyes. As he
filthy
says.
Blue eyes.
Anytime.
You like the name?
I am torn between which song to do next. I do not know which song.
Hello.
I will do Stained next.
Holy.
Oh,
what
wow.
song?
Who are
I can't
you?
Wait.
Wow.
Go on tour.
I'm going to do Stained Epiphany.
Oh, yeah. Get it, Mikey.
Run down the lights, everybody.
Get down the lights for me just a little. This is a very emotional song of the story of my life, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Your words can make you still whisper. Your face is so unclear. I try to pay attention. Your words just disappear. Thank you.
Dude, yeah, you're killing yourself doing the whole song.
Yeah, just
wow.
Amazing, dude.
Thank you very much.
Pretty ambitious, my friend.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty ambitious.
Yes, it is.
Everyone was raising their cell phones
too. Oh, wow. Look, the cell phones were raised. That was nice.
Dude, people are feeling
can
it
I
back
just say,
here.
I wish that you would have been able to see Sean's face during your performance.
It was awesome.
It was like he was at a stage show. Like, dude, he was so into it.
I was into it.
Yeah, his eyes were like closed.
Yeah, and like a couple
swaying.
Of notes you hit, he'd be like,
That would be good, but my eyes were closed the whole time.
Yeah. I was like, I almost wanted to like get your attention so you could see. Enjoy it with
my face.
Right.